When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Third Degree Thursday, the first Third Degree Thursday of the new year. Happy New Year to you. And this is the show where I subject myself to you, a very short show, where I subject myself to you giving me the third degree. I've got a question from Joshua, one of my Inner Circle coaching clients, and he asked me a question this week via email that was so simple and so obvious that I can't believe that I've never heard it asked or even answered before, but I bet it's been on the minds of so many new real estate investors, and they just never asked, or maybe they were embarrassed to ask. I don't know. It was a question of mine at one time, so you know, and it's just been so long since I thought about it, I didn't even never brought it up. So Joshua brought it up, and I appreciate that. So Joshua asked me very simply, when you go in person to meet a seller, is there a certain way you talk to sellers or dress? And great question, Joshua. And I'll answer Joshua's question right after this in 30 seconds.
Have you ever wondered how some investors seem to get the inside scoop and snatch up all the deals? Wonder no more. The secret to finding deeply discounted properties has been exposed, and it lies within your ability to find motivated sellers. Go to findmotivatedsellersasap.com and download their proven 5-step checklist to find motivated sellers in any market. findmotivatedsellersasap.com. Deeper discounts, less secrets. findmotivatedsellersasap.com.
Joshua asks, when you go in person to meet a seller, is there a certain way you talk to sellers or dress? Okay, so I'm sure there are many other ways that you could talk and dress that wouldn't necessarily be wrong. But here's what I recommend. In the manner you speak when meeting the seller in person, and this would be my same advice regardless of where or via what medium you're speaking to the seller, honesty, best policy. Be straight and straightforward, and be unapologetic in what you do. And just kind of act as if every deal that you come across, like every deal, it's no big deal. This is your job. You are an investor. This is what you do every day. And it's your job to make money. And to do that, you buy low and you sell high, or at least higher than what you bought it for. And so your disposition just demonstrate that this is just another day. It should demonstrate that you care. And it should demonstrate that you want to help the seller, but you don't need the deal. I mean, you need deals for your business to work, but you don't need any one deal. It should be no big deal whether you get any specific deal or not. Now, with that in mind, your intent should absolutely be to get the deal done. I mean, you want to be relentless in getting that done. You want to do the deal, but don't act as if you need it. I mean, if you're consistently running your lead generation, you're doing that daily, that is much easier to do, to act in this manner, or not even to act, just to be this person. And if your lead generation activities are inconsistent, then it might be critical for you that you get each and every deal. And if that's your situation, I mean, you just don't want to be in that position. I mean, regardless of what your endeavor is really, whether it's real estate investing or anything else, you don't want to be in a position where it's critical that you get the deal closed. You don't want to get yourself in a position where you're afraid to or you can't walk away because, you know, your next meal depends on it. The answer to never being in that position is just always be marketing, always be selling, always be generating leads. Okay, always be generating leads specifically for real estate investing. You need leads. Okay, the quality of your leads is in the quantity of your leads. You need to always be generating leads and always be calling those leads back. It's one thing to generate the leads, but you actually have to talk to them. So answer your phone when it rings. Call them back when you miss their call and call them back whether they left a message or not. Every lead should be getting a call from you. And if you do that, you'll never be in a desperate situation to get any one deal done. So be honest and straight with people. Be honest and straight with people. Hold your head up high, not in arrogance, but hold it up high and tell them what you can do for them. And when the time comes, do what you said. Very simple. That's kind of that is the definition of integrity, right? Tell them what you're going to do and then do it. Also, never lose sight that it's their problem. It's their problem that you want to help solve. It's not your problem that you need to solve. I mean, you as an investor, you are a problem solver. That's how you get paid, by solving distressed people, distressed properties, how you solve those problems. But never lose sight that it's their problem that you're solving, not your problem that you're solving. Make sense? And as far as your attire goes, jeans, nice jeans, of course. You want to go in raggedy jeans, but just a nice pair of jeans or maybe some Dockers with a polo-type collared shirt. All of that, that's fine. I don't think you need to go any more than that. I mean, I wouldn't go in shorts and flops. I wouldn't go that casual, nor would I go in a suit and tie either. Be neat and clean. Be groomed. Easy on the aftershave, and you'll be fine. Great question, Joshua. Thank you for it. Now, if you happen to be in the San Francisco Bay Area around January 17th, come and hang out for the first Grub and Grow Rich event of the new year. All you can eat, all you can drink, all you can ask about real estate investing. All details can be found at grubandgrowrich.com. And finally, should you have a question, comment, or concern that you'd like me to address here live on the show, send it to me at podcast@epicrealestate.com and type third degree in the subject line. Or leave me a voicemail on the Epic hotline at 1-888-891-7203. I'll play your voice right here live on the show and I'll make you famous. See you tomorrow for a new episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
Real estate investors, you need to know this. If you do not have a lead capturing website, a recent study reveals that you are invisible to 90% of the people that want to do business with you. We are EpicRealEstateWebsites.com, and we have an easy three-step solution for you. Step one, select a design. Step two, choose your domain name. Step three, checkout. Boom. You are now online capturing the names, emails, and phone numbers of people that want to do business with you. Go to EpicRealEstateWebsites.com. Act now and your domain name is free. Epic Real Estate Website.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.